You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Fire season has already begun. Right now, thousands living just east of Los Angeles have been forced to evacuate their homes because of the Apple Fire. As the number of fires increases, some immigrants who've been deemed essential workers during the pandemic could find their jobs getting even more dangerous.
Hola, socorro. Hola, Tere, buenas tardes.
Hola.
Socorro Diaz is a domestic worker based in Santa Rosa. She talked to KALW reporter Teresa Katsarilis earlier this year. When the Tubbs Fire leveled parts of Santa Rosa in 2017, Socorro says several of her clients' homes burned to the ground, and pretty soon she was desperate for work. She says, I cleaned all the ash out of certain properties, homes that hadn't burned to the ground but were close to ones that had. Socorro says her employer didn't provide her with basic safety gear, like an N95 mask or gloves. And she says the work made her lungs ache and her nose bleed. She says her doctor had to prescribe her an inhaler. Climate change is intensifying California's wildfires, and in many cases, low-wage immigrant workers like Socorro are cleaning up after them. Now, there's a fight for new legislation that could protect them through climate disasters and a growing pandemic. And Teresa has been investigating this issue for months, and she joins me now. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So, Teresa, how common is Socorro's experience? Does it happen a lot?
Well, we know it's a recurrent problem. Workers like Socorro, as well as state officials and labor organizers, describe a similar pattern across the state. When wildfires decimate a neighborhood, low-wage immigrant workers like housekeepers and gardeners lose jobs they rely on. And then sometimes they feel economically pressured to take new jobs that endanger their health. The most extensive research that's been done on this issue was compiled by IDEPSCA, a nonprofit in Los Angeles that works with low-wage immigrant workers. They surveyed over 500 of these workers about their experiences during the 2018 Woolsey fire in Malibu. And the organization says over 50 of the domestic workers they interviewed described shoveling ash out of houses just like Socorro did, often without masks, gloves, or other basic safety gear. Workers report having very similar experiences during the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa in 2017, the Getty Fire in Brentwood in 2019. You get the idea.
Yeah. And, you know, the things Socorro was talking about, the bleeding from the nose and the aching of the lungs, you know, it sounds really, really dangerous, this kind of work. How dangerous is it?
So the danger here is not well understood yet, but scientists studying wildfire pollution say wildfire smoke and ash often contain toxic chemicals. We don't know what the long-term effects of those chemicals might be yet. We know they're there. Now, California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health, better known as Cal OSHA, they have some regulations around work that involves toxic chemicals like this. So employers are supposed to provide workers with basic safety gear, like masks, as well as training. They also have specific regulations around working through hazardous wildfire smoke. We're actually the first state in the nation to do that.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. These regulations don't generally cover workers like Socorro, which means her employer might not even have to give her any of this basic safety gear like masks in the first place.
But why?
So under California law, household domestic service jobs aren't covered by Cal OSHA. And that means domestic workers are excluded from California's health and safety laws. They just aren't covered by them. I talked to Cal OSHA Chief Doug Parker about this earlier this year, and I told him about a worker who had a similar story to Socorro's. And he said, look, if she wasn't a domestic worker, what happened to her would be considered a violation of California law. Because she is a domestic worker, though, this gets tricky, and honestly, a court would probably have to weigh in and decide whether the laws apply.
But I don't get it. So why are domestic workers excluded from California workplace safety laws?
I mean, frankly, Hanna, there's a pretty ugly history behind this. Historically, domestic workers have been excluded from a range of state and federal labor laws, sometimes for racially motivated reasons. In the 1930s, just as an example, U.S. senators from the South refused to support minimum wage laws for the country if they included domestic workers and farm workers. The reason why was that many of those workers were workers of color in the Jim Crow South. California has gradually closed some of these loopholes in the past 10 years or so. And look, labor advocates have been wanting to extend basic workplace safety laws to domestic workers for a long time. They say this lack of legal protection causes all kinds of problems. But they say the treatment that many domestic workers say they experienced during wildfires, this has made the issue a lot more urgent. Nicole Marquez Baker, a staff attorney at the workers' rights nonprofit WorkSafe, she explained this really well.
The most vulnerable workers that are impacted by these climate change disasters wouldn't even be covered. It's like at the way highest level of danger, right? It's like, this is one of like the most dangerous kind of situations that a worker can be in.
So, Teresa, I mean, this seems like a dire situation. What are workers and advocates doing to try to change this?
Well, they're trying to change it through new legislation. Back in February, State Senator Maria Elena Durazo introduced SB 1257. It's also known as the Health and Safety for All Workers Act. The bill would close the CalOSHA loophole once and for all. The worker we heard from earlier, Socorro Diaz, she's actually also a labor organizer affiliated with the Grayton Day Labor Center in Sonoma County. She's spending a lot of time advocating for this bill, and she says it's all the more important because of another disaster her community is struggling with right now.
Let me guess, the pandemic.
Exactly. Socorro says it has been devastating. In March, she lost all 15 of her regular clients, so she was out of work. Then her entire sister's family got COVID-19 in San Jose. Socorro is Latinx, and I think it's worth noting that Latinx people are getting sick and dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than white people, in part because so many Latinx people work as essential workers. So then in May, some house cleaning jobs started to come back again. Socorro said her bills started really piling up. So even though she knows the risks and has seen people get sick from this, she felt economically forced to go back to work.
Economically forced to go back to work despite everything. So what are those work conditions like then? Are they safe?
Well, some domestic workers are reporting real potential problems. I recently talked to Guillermina Castellanos. She's an organizer with La Colectiva. That's a domestic workers collective in San Francisco. She says, at least in her experience, employers are not providing any of the domestic workers she knows with masks or other basic safety gear.
Because they don't have to legally.
Exactly. Legally, they do not have to because domestic workers aren't covered by California safety laws. Castellanos also says that as the economy continues to spiral, some domestic workers she knows can't even buy their own safety gear. She described it to me as a choice between buying tortillas or buying what you need for your baby or buying safety equipment for your job. Yeah, that is how she described it to me. The pandemic has really hit this community very hard. But labor advocates say it's also really strengthened domestic workers' resolve here. Domestic workers' groups are organizing over Zoom. They've participated in car caravan protests. A few organizers actually told me that more workers are showing up to their virtual meetings than ever before. And they say that workers are really advocating for the Health and Safety for All Workers Act to pass because they say they need these basic protections now more than ever before.
Right. So, Teresa, we're at the beginning of yet another fire season right now. So what happens now?
I mean, look, the fact that a major wildfire could hit during an active pandemic that is already hitting Latinx communities particularly hard, this really scares some of the labor advocates I've talked to. They describe this as a cascade of disasters. Several labor advocates I've talked to, for instance, are very concerned about an N95 shortage. Remember, those are the types of masks that Cal OSHA says employers have to give their workers when wildfire smoke gets bad enough. But they're also the masks that the CDC is urging medical professionals to wear when they treat COVID patients. So there's a real demand for them right now. Just to make things potentially worse, early research also suggests that wildfire smoke could both make people more vulnerable to COVID-19 and make their infections worse. In the meantime, the Health and Safety for All Workers Act is working its way through state government. The bill is winding its way through the state legislature, and the Labor and Industrial Relations Committee just voted unanimously in favor of it.
Okay, lots of important information. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Sana.
Teresa Katsarilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You can find more of her stories at kalw.org.